Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Crazy Frame, and I'm listening to Smartass's Radio with Johnny Video and Geek Goddess Jackie.
Oh, for the love of God, my internet cut out. Roz!
Holy podcast, Batman!
Right, you are, Robin. To the Batcave! We've got to listen to Smartass's Radio. Hurry, chum!
Smart Asses Radio. Hot chicks, geek culture, and unbridled smartassery.
This is madness! This is Smart Asses!
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Krusty, Bonnie, Sideshow Bob. What are you guys doing over there?
We're listening to Smart Asses Radio.
Yep. Sure are funny.
I beg to differ. I find their sophomoric humor to be anemic at best.
Don't put a sock in it.
Yeah, well, we'll put a stick up your butt.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com @smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will make you listen to Smartass's Radio.
Good luck.
Hey, smartasses, it's the governor over here. When I'm not filming my movies or porking the maid, I'm sure as hell not putting my ear to the computer and listening to your show. Fuck you. And that horse you put the saddle on. I won't be back. Fuck all of you.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smart Asses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype.
Hello, Twonks. Good morning. Good evening. How do you do? How do you be? Whether you are one of our good friends having late night drinks in Denmark or just getting home from work here in the Western Hemisphere, I am your host, not Mr. Rourke, but Johnny Hollywood Video, and welcome to Smartasses Radio, where we say Hot Pockets would probably sell a lot more if they just go ahead and include a few free suicide note templates to make the whole process easier. So that's how that goes. So anyway, welcome to Smartasses Radio. It is March 10th, 2014, and this is our very special kickoff of the 7-day countdown to our 9th annual Top 100 Sexiest Women Reveal Show. And just in case you've been living under a rock, that means that next week our very special guests are going to be Smart Asses Magazine's 2013 Hot Chick of the Year, actress Bridget Graham, and of course our November 2013 Hot Chick of the Month, supermodel Xenia Chutmanchiva. So don't forget, and this really is the most important part, folks, you're going to want to join us live on Twitter after the show, circa 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, maybe 9:15, 9:30. Join us immediately after the show, because that's when we're going to have our live Twitter party. We want Smartass's Top 100 Sexiest Women to trend worldwide. All right, so we're going to need your help with that. So join us on Twitter, at SmartAssesNet, after the show when we do the official full reveal during our live Top 100 Sexiest Women Twitter reveal party. So make sure, again, you are following us on Twitter, at SmartAssesNet. As for this week, this is what you got coming. You got Camille Ford. You've got Shauna. You've got Alexis Nyers. You've got Ashleisha Yesuvgati. You've got DJ Rhiannon. You got Benita Robledo. And, of course, Sue Young and Gail Kim all on tonight's show. It doesn't get any better than that. So, without further ado, I am going to turn it over to the 364-day-year-old Jared the Jayhawk Hawkins, and your role model, Rick Lieb, and yours truly.
I am here, and we are definitely going to go ahead and count down the top 100 sexiest women, actually for the year 2013, according to Smart Actions Magazine and SmartActions.net. Also, if you miss your favorite celebrity here, the entire countdown will be posted on Twitter, at SmartActions.net and at SmartMarkRadio, beginning about 5 minutes after we go off the air, approximately 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time. So definitely go ahead and check that out. Without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to role model Rick Lieb and Johnny Video.
I think right now what we need to do is talk to the man himself, because we have a huge list to go down, and I believe that it's only right if we throw it to you to MC this little shindig that we got going on here.
Well, I do have some interesting notes. It's definitely a great list this year. As everyone knows by now, this is the 8th annual Top 100 Sexiest Women list put out by Smart Asses Magazine. If anybody does not know where that is by now and has been living under a rock, that is found at smartasses.net. 8 years makes us one of the largest and longest-running Top 100 lists in the world. And hopefully this is the year, hopefully this is not the year where the other three guys rape and pillage our list of rookies, and then, of course, get all the publicity and credit for it. So with that said, as Jared said at the top of the hour, we want people to follow us on Twitter at exactly 7:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can find us at SmartAssesNet, and you can find our gracious hosts at SmartMarkRadio. And so on that note, I'm going to go over some quick stats. We rearranged the ranking process this year. SmartAsses Magazine only counts for 40% of the vote now. The remaining 60% of the ranking process comes from the fans and the celebrities themselves and how well they interact with one another. So that's the short explanation. So I don't want people beating us up on ranks, folks. We only control 40% of it. If you want to show your support to get them ranked higher for 2014, then you need to go to their bio page, hit the like button, hit the G+ button, do whatever you can to show your support. So some quick notes about this year. There were a record 34 newcomers to the list this year, including Brianna Garcia, who was our guest last week on Smart Asses Radio, as well as one of Rick Lieb's favorites, the Croatian basketball player Antonija Masura, who rose to fame during last year's Olympics. And then as well, four of the guests on our show this year are rookies, Shauna, Benita, DJ, and Sue. So, and with those 34 new names, that means 34 names dropped off the list from 2012, including four names out of last year's top 20. So a lot of shuffling around with that new ranking system. And eight names made our top 100 all 8 years. Kristen Cruft from Smallville, Zhang Zi, who most people know from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or Rush Hour 2, Angelina Jolie, Shu Qi, who is best known to American audiences as the chick in The Transporter, Beyonce, Sarah Shahi from Fairly Legal and Chicago Fire, Adrienne Lima, the Victoria's Secret model, and one other name that we're going to be revealing later. There were 25 sophomores on this year's list, two of which are on this show. There were 19 juniors on this year's list, four of which are on this show. There are only 5 6-timers on this year's list. There are 5 4-timers. There are 2 2-timers. And that goes to show you that 2007 was definitely our lowest rated year out of all of them. And then last but not least, not that we score by race, but this is just kind of worth noting. There were over 25 Asians on this year's list, which is a record, including 3 from China and a record 11 women from South Korea. So 11% is a pretty huge chunk. So on that note, should we reveal the first name?
Yes, we should. It is actually number 97 on this list, so I want to hear who it is.
All right. Well, as people know, they can follow Lingerie Football League news, which is now Legends Football League, by the way, from either smartasses.net or smartmarkradio.com, which I think this makes it a perfect way to kick off the show. So first up, she is the daughter of former Redskins quarterback Mark Rippon and the current quarterback herself of the Baltimore Charm. Last year, she was ranked number 72 in her first year. This year, she comes in at number 97, as Rick just said, and her name, Angela Rippon.
And I'll tell you what, for people out there that have no clue who Angela Rippon is, not only is she the daughter of a former Super Bowl champion in Mark Rippon, but this lady has the arm of her father, and she is one heck of a baller, too. And if you're not familiar with Legends Football League, formerly known as the Lingerie Football League, I would suggest you become a fan, because guess what? They're still allowed to hit there.
They do indeed hit well there. And the thing I like about Angela Rippon is that her arm, she's actually too good for that league. The reason she got benched last year in Seattle is because she threw the ball so perfectly and so hard, the girls couldn't catch it. So they traded her to Baltimore, and now she's home closer to daddy. So, all right, yeah, let's move on. Next up, we have our first rookie and the overwhelming winner of our Fans' Choice poll, where fans got to choose who should make Smartasses Magazine's Top 100 Sexiest Women list for the very first time. I personally like her because she wears Chuck Taylors in the ring. So at number 96, it's Portugal's perfect athlete, Shauna.
Shauna, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Now, before we say anything, I just want to say congratulations not only on making the list, but being the unanimous decision. And I know it's not a unanimous, but when you win by that many votes, it's unanimous to us.
It is great. It's overwhelming to be, you know, considered, you know, in top 100 sexiest women 2013 in the world. So thank you, the fans.
Well, apparently your sites will agree with this vote because they did say you were perfect. let us know, like, really, real quick, what is your take on this? I mean, because you were voted by the fans, and you beat out a lot of competition. I mean, Johnny Video would probably have a better list of this, but I know Miley Cyrus was on this list, and it was a huge list of stars from all over the world, and you won. You got voted.
Well, Miley Cyrus is gorgeous, but, I mean, look at me. I am perfect. So I don't deserve 96th place. I deserve the first place of that top. And the fans that are, like, listening to this radio show, please just vote, continue voting, continue supporting me, and let's make it to the top.
Absolutely. And for anybody that might not know how to get a hold of you or might not know anything about the wrestler Shauna, can you tell them how they can contact you, like Facebook or Twitter or anything like that?
Fans can follow me on Twitter, Shauna_WP, or Facebook-PerfectAthleteOfficial.
And everybody, you definitely want to add her on as a friend. She's also very friendly on there. It's not like she's going to ignore you if you have a question or a comment for her. Shauna, we want to congratulate you again on making this list. It's a huge honor. You definitely deserve it because you are Portugal's perfect athlete. So, and a friend of the show. And we do want to get you back on the show again this year. So definitely stay in contact, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. And next time I'll be number one, baby.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You'll get my vote.
Oh, thank you. Much appreciated.
The perfect athlete, Shauna.
Some of those names she beat out, you mentioned Miley Cyrus. Another one that she beat out, Barbara Palvin, a huge Victoria's Secret model, a hugely popular Victoria's Secret model. And Paige Wyatt from American Guns, who has a pretty huge following of her own, too. So she did a kick-ass job. But moving along, third coming in, another rookie. And I like to think of her, and I'm kind of borrowing some of your terminology, Rick, so bear with me here, as a cross between Alyssa Milano and Tara from TNA. Suffice it to say, she's one of the hottest DJs on the L.A. scene, and let's face it, even on the world scene. So coming in her rookie year at number 94, it's the one, the only, and the voice behind the Missy Lee Pure Romance commercial.
My BFF, DJ Rhiannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Congratulations on making 94. It's your first time on the list, and you know damn well you deserve it.
thanks so much. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything new since the last time we spoke that's going on in the life of DJ Rhiannon?
Well, I'll have to jump on your hip-hop stuff soon because I have a brand new single coming out.
Nice.
And, yeah, another new music video, so I'm really excited about those things.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that was one of our funnest shows, is having you, as fun as the word, well, one of the most exciting shows that we had was having you on there. We loved having you on the hip-hop stuff. Now, we got to ask this question because, well, we want to know. I mean, everybody wants to know this, so I'm going to ask the question that everybody asked me to ask you. When is your full CD coming out? Because people want to buy it.
Like the full album?
Yes, ma'am.
That's so cool. Well, I'm only like a couple songs away from a full album. It's just like, I think it's just the whole packaging process takes so long. So I'm an independent artist. I don't have a label, like, working, you know, around the clock for me kind of thing. It's all me. But I'm hardly ever in town. It's crazy. I just got back from being away for 2 weeks.
Look, real quick, about the little, like, you've been touring around a lot of different places. I know when you did our show, you had just got done doing Mardi Gras. I mean, any other exciting locations that they're bringing you into?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I literally am driving home from LAX right now, and I've been away for, like, 2 weeks. I went to Cancun and played at the big new club, Palazzo. And then I went to Guatemala and played at a new club that opened up there. And then I went to Canada, and I toured Quebec and Ontario. And it just doesn't stop, which is why I can hardly ever find time to get in the studio and, like, make music.
Well, I'm looking forward to the whole album coming out. So hopefully you do end up getting done soon because, you know, I personally am a fan. You already know this. And I'm going to give you a little side note. My wife, who you know is a huge, huge DJ Rhiannon fan, is right now. And my wife said that she wants her blessing to have the baby's middle name, if it's a girl, be Rhiannon.
Aw, cool.
Does she have your blessing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let her know then. I'll definitely have to do that. Hey, again, congratulations on being named number 94 on the top 100 sexiest women in the world list. You deserve it, as you already know that. And we definitely will talk to you again in the future.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to have more of the top 100 sexiest list.
Somewhere over the rainbow lies a pot of gold that's sure to make your next fundraising event a huge success. Rainbow Dust, the innovative and exciting project that is a must-have for any fundraiser, is the hottest interactive candy product on the market today. Visit www.myrainbowdust.com to see how Rainbow Dust can add magic to your next function. Find out why kids will be standing in line for their turn at making their own delicious Rainbow Dust candy creation. Use the promo code Radio2 to receive free ground shipping. MyRainbowDust.com. Let the magic begin.
Men make hot women chase, fantasize, and worship you. Women, getting and holding on to that quality guy will be a cinch. Cool seduction for the modern sassy girl to get your guy today. Men, it is packed with a crazy amount of information. Start now and get the hot girls. CoolSeduction.com. The good news is this seduction can be learned today. CoolSeduction.com. Seduction for men and women. CoolSeduction.com.
Lose weight quickly, easily, and naturally with the Weight Loss Watch. 311, the Weight Loss Phenomenon, is a new, innovative, and unconventional weight loss program. With 311 and the Weight Loss Watch, losing weight is practically effortless, requiring nothing more than eating the same food you already eat. Based upon a simple time and calorie principle, just wear the Weight Loss Watch, eat at the beep, and lose weight. Experience for yourself how easy losing weight can be. Visit eatatthebeep.com to find out more. That's eatatthebeep.com. Home of the Weight Loss Watch.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the smartasses' hot chick of the month, and official smartasses' paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Are you tired of dating sites with fake profiles and no replies? Try TalkToSingles.com. That's talk, then the number 2, singles.com. Join TalkToSingles.com absolutely free and start meeting great singles in your area tonight. Why wait when you can drastically improve your search for romance, relationships, and love? If you're between the ages of 20 and 60, then you just found the way to find romance on the internet. Begin your search at TalkToSingles.com. That's talk, then the number 2, singles.com.
Hello, has this ever happened to you? What's the matter, buddy?
Kramer! Kramer! I have to buy my girlfriend a gift, and I've only got $5 worth of loot!
Yeah, that is a problem.
Oh! Do you believe this guy? What do I do?
Yeah, you need to put on your thinking cap, buddy.
He sounds just like me, Jerry! What are you talking about?
Oh!
Johnny Video, baby!
Come on, Newman! Think!
He doesn't sound anything like you!
I know! I'll get her a personalized celebrity voice impersonation greeting from Johnny Video! Give me up!
Sorry, Jerry! I like him.
He's terrible, George. He's terrible.
Whoa. Someone's getting crabby. You need to eat more fruit. Plantains, Jerry. Plantains.
My fellow Americans, you know, we are living in troubled economic times. So, I would highly suggest you order personalized $5 celebrity voice impersonation greetings from JohnnyVideo.net for your next gift-giving event. I'm not President Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
The Grand Hotel. Lewis's successful life is deceiving. His wife Pearl is still haunted by the sins of her youth. Yet something strange is brewing at the Grand Isle Gala. Suddenly, rivals' desire for power takes an ugly turn. Discover what will happen amidst the glamour and glitter of the annual gala, where a night of crime, of seething passion, ignite and explode. The Grand Hotel by author J.A. Jackson. Available exclusively at Amazon.com and Kindle Store.
When you've been lifting barrels and bales of hay and anvils and machine parts and 40-foot fuel injectors for the next space shuttle mission and bags of dirt around in your Ram truck all day, driving through 30 inches of mud in your Levi's jeans in the 100-degree desert in the middle of a nor'easter snowstorm while it's raining, cats and dogs in the Grand Canyon, and getting your Lee denim jacket and that 20-gallon cowboy hat of yours all wet while you're trying to eat your beans and tell tales of rustling cattle in your Ford Bronco while you smoke a Marlboro and a Camel next to your buddy's Chevy Silverado while you're doing shots of whiskey and talking to the Undertaker about that tumbleweed that just blew by while you were thinking about beef and chewing skull bandits in the mountains of Montana while you're sitting around that campfire in your lamb's wool jacket and heating up that Brandon iron, scouring the boundary lines of that ranch you got in the good old heart of Texas while you're barbecuing spare ribs in the back of that Toyota to Tundra and polishing your Colt 45 while you rub salve on those chafed thighs of yours you got from riding steeds and the handshake of that trusty old saddle while you are out herding buffalo and roping steer and wondering where your next pair of chaps and silver spurs are gonna come from as you're washing down that dust with an ice-cold bush and shooting tin cans off a fence post and growing mustaches with the sheriff. Well, that's where Smartasses Radio comes in. Smooth as a mountain stream.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartasses Radio.
to call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smart S's Radio.
Welcome back to Smart Mark Radio, this special edition as we count down the top 100 sexiest women in the entire world, as voted on by Smart Access Magazine and, of course, the fans themselves as well. The only top 100 sexiest women list that is literally worldwide. I want to make that very clear. This isn't some list from some very popular magazine that lists the top 100 sexiest women in the world and ignores everything outside of North America. I won't name any names there because I won't give them free publicity. And remember, you can view the entire list on Twitter at approximately 7:35 Eastern Daylight Time today at Smart Actions Net and at Smart Mark Radio. So check out your Twitter when we go off the air.
Yes, indeed. And Johnny, before we go to our next call, I want you to explain a little bit on what goes into the voting. I know you touched up on it a little bit at the beginning, but for people that aren't clear about it, it might not be a bad idea to like really let them know what we're talking about.
Absolutely, and you both kind of touched on it a little bit. You know, we attempt to be a true top 100 for the entire world. And some of the other guys, I'll say their names, Maxim and FHM, they both do a nice job of doing separate lists for each country. You know, they'll do Switzerland, Philippines, UK, you know, some of the larger countries. And it's great that they're taking some of these names, that, especially from the non-English-speaking countries, into consideration, Asia, Germany, whatnot. But, you know, again, it's not really a top 100 because, you know, they've got 5-6 lists, so they're doing 600-700 names, you know. We're truncating it down to the best of the best of the best. And another thing that we tend to focus on with smartasses is that they tend to ignore women of sports, you know, NCAA, NPF, the Lingerie Football League, like we just touched on, women's basketball, women's volleyball, whether college or professional, like to include all that and take that into consideration. And another one the other guys always seemingly miss, too, are the women of pageantry, Miss Universe, Miss America, Miss USA, all the above. We take all of that into consideration. And you know what? You know, even though we've had a couple of Miss Americas or Miss USAs on our list over the past 8 years, it's not always the winner. You know, we had Miss Montana before. Last year we had Ariana Walker, who was Miss North Dakota. And you know what? These aren't California and New York, real populous states either. So, you know, like I said, we try to stay diverse, and we're really, really high on introducing as many new names to the list as we can. So a lot of times these might not be girls that you've heard of, but we don't get too many complaints when we pick them either. And, you know, Marie Avgeropoulos is a great example. You know, she did a couple of guest spots on TV shows. She was in the Stone Cold Steve Austin movie. We saw her, and guess what? A year later, Now she's starring on a major television show, Cult, on the CW, and she's filming another pilot right now. So we love being on the cutting edge. And as much as it stinks when the other guys rape our lists each year, it's also a compliment because it tells us that we're doing something right because they're picking names that we picked first.
Well, and one name I want to touch up on that I'm very glad that you actually brought in there was the one lady that I voted on that I knew was going to be a freshman, and I was really hoping that she'd make the list. I was hoping that my vote and my argument for her to be on the list would count. And I'm not going to go ahead and embarrass myself by trying to pronounce her name, so I'll just call her the Croatian sensation and leave it at that. And I'm very glad that she made the list because, you know, she's beautiful and she deserves to be on that list. And she's a name that a lot of people probably wouldn't recognize.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's all a perfect segue into our next guest. Not only is she a rookie, she has a few guest appearances on The Gossip Girl, but I think most people know her, and she's probably so sick of hearing this, but it's just the best way to kind of get your name out there. Most people know her as the Righty Tighty Girl from the Lowe's commercial, one of the nicest people on the planet. She's our third rookie on this list. She is still, as a matter of fact, currently the feature article in our 15 More Minutes Entertainment column on smartasses.net. She's the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed gal with the huge eyes and the ravenous black hair, number 88, Benita Robledo.
Hello. Okay. Hi, thanks for having me on, guys.
You know, and how can we beat an introduction like that?
Well, thank you.
Well, Benita, first of all, let's just say congratulations on making the list. I believe you said 88 on the list, so that's obviously for your first time being on the top 100 sexiest women in the world list. That's obviously a pretty huge honor. So congratulations on that.
Hey, thank you for it. 88 is going to be my new lucky number.
Now you have done a couple acting stints before, you know, with Gossip Girl, and of course everybody's favorite commercial. I won't say it because I believe that he's right. It's probably getting annoying to you. but you know, as far as that would go, tell us a little bit, like, what was it like to be on Gossip Girl, which, by the way, my cousin probably won't admit this, but he loves Gossip Girl, so I'm sure he knows exactly who you are. Chad?
Oh, nice. It was great being on the show. It's just nice to get to work with, like, just really talented people and wear fabulous clothes and just a lot of fun, you know. I'm lucky. I love what I do, and so, you know, just go in and good work and have a blast.
Absolutely. And you know what? Now you're currently working on a web series, and I was wondering if maybe we were allowed to hear anything about this. Maybe if you were, I don't know if you're allowed to tell anybody about it, so I'm asking for the first time. But if you are allowed to tell us about it, can you kind of elaborate on what it's about and what's going to happen on it?
So it's actually a web series that I wrote, and I'm starring in as well, and it's called Cultivated, and it's a comedy about three girls who start a cult. And it's kind of like, I like to say it's like 30 Rock meets The Craft, and there's kind of like a little Pinky in the Brain thrown in there. So it's definitely a dark comedy. It's very funny. And, yeah, so we're actually going into production in a couple of weeks. I wrote season one, and we're set to shoot that in a couple of weeks. And then actually next week I'm also shooting a spec pilot for the Spike Network that's based on a British comedy called Peep Show, and so I'm super excited about that too.
And are we allowed to know anything about that pilot, or is that one on the do you have to keep that one on the hush-hush?
That one, since it's not my project so much, I'm just acting in it, there's not a whole lot that I can say about it. But, it's based on this British TV show called Peep Show, and I play the neighbor who's kind of always trying to get them involved in pyramid schemes, get the two leads. So it's a lot of fun. It's very... Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should check out the original British version, too. It's fantastic. It's actually one of my favorite shows, so.
Okay, and when could we be expecting to see the web series?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, we're hoping to get it out probably mid to late May, because we're going to try and shoot as many episodes as we can. We're going to try, hopefully, to shoot the whole first season, really, before we release it. So keep your fingers crossed if all goes well early to mid-May.
Well, we definitely want you to keep us posted on that because we want to, you know, we'll definitely report it on the show. I mean, we'll definitely we're going to support you. You know how it is. I mean, you made the list, you know, and once you've been on the show, you're officially a friend of the show. So anything you ever want to...
We're like family.
Yes, you're part of the family now. We'll definitely...
Nice.
Five times. So with that said, tell everybody that's listening how they can get a hold of you maybe online if you want to give out a Facebook or a Twitter or a fan page or anything so that they know how they can reach Benita Rubino.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So, yeah, so I have a website, BenitaRobledo.com. You can find me on Twitter at Benita Robledo and on Facebook at Benita Robledo. Obviously, I'm not very creative with these names, so it's just my name. You can find me. And my website has links to kind of all the work that I've done and my reels and my agents and my managers. So, yeah, I'm pretty easy to find on the web.
And it's Robledo, not Robledo, people. Okay. Just wanted to get that out there.
Everyone does it.
Hey, you know what? My last name's spelled L-I-E-B. Everybody calls me Live, and it's pronounced Leave. So whenever I get a name wrong, I know what it's like, though. So I apologize for saying Robledo instead of Robledo. But
so
anyway,
you did a lot better than most people, so no worries.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for being on the show, and again, congratulate you on making the list. You deserve it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Rick, I don't want to cut you off because I promised I wouldn't, but I was neglected. I want everybody to know that Benita will be our guest on the May 27th episode of Smart Asses Radio. So I was remiss in not mentioning that at the top, so I apologize.
Oh, don't worry about it. I was
awesome. I look forward.
Hey, thanks again for being on our show, and congratulations again on making the list. We do have to take a commercial break, and when we get back, we'll have more of the top 100 sexiest lists.
Hello, sci-fi fans, it's me, George Norris here. And when I'm not manning the mic at Ghost to Ghost, well, I'm listening to Beyond the Truth on Smart Mark Radio. Because they don't talk about Ouija boards, so I don't get spooked.
George, shut up.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Bell. Say, did you buy gold or solar-powered sea crane radios?
Shut up.
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Hey, I'm Fred Meat, defensive back for the Boondock Saxons. Hey, kid, get away from my Betamax collection. That's it. 3 weeks in the closet for you. I am doing a new thing now. In partnership with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization of Greater Boondock, I am spending time with fatherless tots being a big bother to them, so they know what it is like to have a male authority figure around when they are causing mischief. Hey, there's Tom Crash, our quarterback. He's a big bother, too.
Hey, Freddy. Boy, it sure is fulfilling being a big bother to fatherless youth. I had Jimmy here wax his car and told him he could drive it this weekend if he scored high on his math test. When he got an A-, I grounded him for a week and took it out myself cruising uptown.
If you want to be like Tom and I,
hey, Jimmy,
and help serve your community,
just run down to the corner and get your old Uncle Tommy a pack of smoke.
By
huh?
being a big bother for unruly tots in your neighborhood who are in need of a male authority figure to teach them a thing or two.
Whatever they want. No, you can't get yourself anything.
Visit www.
You think money grows on trees, you little
bigbothers.org or dial 1-800-BOTHERS.
Scram.
That's 1-800-BOTHERS.
Punk.
Remember, if you don't have a father, have a bother.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
What kind of geek are you?
I'm a geek in the band.
Why, I'm an anime geek.
Oh, I'm a furry.
I am a chat room geek.
I am a Marvel Comics geek.
I am a DC Comics geek.
You know that, chum?
Back at ya.
I am an RPG role-playing game geek.
Well, I'm a computer geek with geek. The computer geek.
I am a crossword puzzle geek.
I'm a Harry Potter geek.
I am a Dungeons and Dragons geek.
I'm a video gamer geek, bro.
Well, I don't know, but I think I'm a science fiction geek.
Oh my. I'm a Star Trek geek.
Well, I'm a doctor, not a Trek geek.
You have no honor if you're not a Star Trek geek.
Well, they asked me to be a Star Trek geek, and I made it so.
Hey, I'm a World of Warcraft geek. Fuck the moon.
Whatever kind of geek you are, Smartasses has you taken care of. Log on to smartasses.net and click the Got Geek button. All sorts of t-shirts, mugs, and other gifts for geeks. And by the way, Smartasses Gifts for Geeks is also the home of the 24x36-inch Ultimate Word Search poster. And if you can't defeat it, I'ma laugh and call you a bitch.
Looking for more Smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Now, my fellow Americans, when I'm not off shooting zombies with my infamous Predator drones, Michelle, Sasha, Malia, and I are listening to Smartasses Radio. So, God bless you, God bless America, and God bless Smartasses Radio.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the host at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Welcome back to SmartAsses.net's Top 100 Sexiest Women Alive. Johnny Video, man, what's next on the list?
Well, another two-timer, by far one of the more popular women, especially in terms of the people who hit the like button as we went through the 2012 Top 100 recap. She's also from TNA Wrestling, Brooke Tessmacher.
I am glad that Brooke made the list again. She definitely deserves it. She did end up winning the SMR Fans Choice Award for Wrestler of the Year and Most Popular Wrestler, as well as two other awards for her in-ring ability. So from all of us here, congratulations, Brooke, on making the top 100 list for the second time in a row.
Absolutely. All right, and let's see. Another second-year gal. She was the overwhelming winner of our 2011 Hot Chick of the Year fan vote. She's a model from India. Last year, she was ranked number 96. This year, she's jumped all the way up to 79. Ashleisha Yesugadi.
So, congratulations on making the list. You definitely deserve it.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy.
For people that don't know, our fans, a little bit about what's in store this year for our favorite supermodel from India.
I have just shot for this campaign for this designer called Eva Daniels. She's launching her first store in India. So that is something I'm really excited about. I will be having 3 billboards in the city and then followed by another 5 cities. So I'm super excited about this one.
You should be excited about it. And hopefully these people will recognize what a major star you are. I mean, because this one here, it's worldwide. Johnny, you said to throw it to you. Well, I'm going to throw it to you right now. If you have something that you wanted to ask.
No, the only thing I was going to throw out is the very first meeting that Ashleisha and I had, it was kind of hard for us to get on the same page because, you know, I realized what a huge name she was. And it's, you know, Smartasses for what it is and as large as it is, it's not often that the celebrities contact us. And Ashleisha was the one who actually extended that olive branch. And I kept thinking, okay, this girl, this has got to be a fake. And she's like, no, it's really me. And I was like, you're going to have to send me a proof picture or something proving it's me. So she'd like take pictures of like being at a party or something. I'm like, okay, somebody could have Googled that and found that. I mean, just hold up a sign saying, yes, that it's me. So
I did that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we went back and forth like that for a good 3 weeks before I was, like, finally convinced. I'm like, all right, she's not joking around. It's the real her. So immediately we gave you the feature spot in our Hot Chick of the Month column. It ended up you won a Hot Chick of the Year. And here we are a year and a half, 2 years later, and it's your second time on the top 100 list.
Yay!
and the truth is, Ashleisha, you definitely deserve to be on the list. I've seen pictures, and every one of them you look beautiful in. And I want to say it again, congratulations on making the list.
Thank you so much. I'm really very happy.
You are welcome. I understand that it's about 3:40 in the morning over there, so we're going to go ahead and let you go back to bed. But thanks again.
That is really so sweet of you.
Absolutely. Hey, hopefully we can do this again next year.
Yes, I'm super looking forward to 2014 also.
Do you want to tell everybody where they can see you on Twitter or on Facebook so they can get a hold of you?
Yes. I can. Everyone can follow me on Twitter at Ashleisha. It's spelled Ashleisha.
All right. Hey, thank you again for being on the show, Ashleisha, and nothing but the best for you this year. And keep us posted on how things are going, okay?
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, all right. Let's go on to... one of the 19 three-timers this year, and we mentioned this because of her tie into wrestling through Tough Enough. One of my personal favorites, and the reason being is because, in my opinion, she literally broke the mold for what is to be expected from being Miss USA. Not only is she downright gorgeous, when she was on that Miss USA stage in 2010, the first time she hit it, I said, that is the winner. And by God, she was the winner. I mean, she lit up the entire Miss USA room. In my opinion, she's still lighting up rooms wherever she goes. So without further ado, in 2011, she was number 12. Last year, she was number 57. And this year, she's number 59, Rima Fakih.
Let me tell you something about Rima Fakih. This chick here, when I first saw her, because I definitely watched that Tough Enough, when I first saw her on the show, I thought, okay, this is one lady that's going to be here. She's going to be the first one eliminated. There's no reason why this model should step in a ring. And everybody knows me from being the fact that I'm a wrestler that I'm not a big fan of models stepping in my ring. Well, it didn't take long for me to watch her show that she's probably the toughest chick that I've ever met. I mean, I never met her, but, you know, like witness on the air. She definitely deserved to make the wrestling cut. I feel bad that she never did. I would love to see her eventually try and get back into wrestling. But while she's not trying to wrestle, let's be honest, man. She's a beautiful lady, and she definitely deserves to be making this list, and she definitely deserves to win any award she can for her beauty. Great choice, Johnny.
Yeah, she catches a lot of flack because she's very outspoken. But, man, I'm telling you, like, I wish more people were as honest and outspoken as her, and I've just got a ton of respect for her. So, yeah, I love seeing her on this list too. So, let's go on to first of the 8-timers on our list this year. Now, remember, fans, Smartass's Top 100 has been around for only 8 years. So, for somebody to make the list all 8 times is nothing short of incredible. So, also from TNA Wrestling. Her previous ranks were in order, 23, 33, 52, 83, 30, 15 in 2011, and number 77 in 2012. This year, she is number 56, Christy Hemme.
and another beautiful woman that definitely can announce me anytime she'd like to. She's right now currently working as a TNA ring announcer and most notably known for her amazing shirts. Is that right?
Her amazing shirts?
Yes. Please tell me you understand what I'm talking about, Johnny.
I'm a little bit weird. So I'm more, the first thing I look at on a girl is her shoes. And, you know, kind of like I mentioned with Shauna, she's wearing the Chuck. She gets major bonus points for that. In the grand scheme of things, ugly girl with great shoes will get my attention, whereas a knockout, not the literal term, but a knockout woman with bad shoes, I probably won't pay any attention. So when it comes to Christy Hemme, I notice those Catwoman boots that she's wearing every week on the show. You know, and the cameraman even kind of does the scan up from the the bottom all the way up. So I'm just kind of drooling whenever that happens.
Okay, I'm not saying that she has the greatest chest in the world, but what I'm trying to get at is she's known for having the shirts with a very open cleavage showing chest.
Well, like I said, I'm weird. I'm not a boob guy.
Jared, back me up on this one for a second.
Yeah, Johnny, I can't agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm
a boob guy. Christy cut some nice ones there. I gotta say that.
Yeah, she does. She's got a nice everything. I mean, she really does. You know.
And she's a redhead. It's about time you got a redhead on this list.
There are several redheads on the list. Hayley Williams from Paramore is another one on this list. There's an extra name for everybody. The third highest ranked rookie on this year's list, my broadcast partner on Smartasses Radio, heard every Monday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and can be linked to from smartasses.net, number 36, Sue Young.
Hey, guys. That was quite an intro. Thanks. I'm just like, hey.
He's trying to challenge Michael Buffer for best introduction award, and I don't know if he's going to get it, but he's doing a pretty good job of it so far.
He's been doing a really good job.
Yes, he is, Sue. For the people out there that didn't hear your interview with us a couple weeks ago and haven't had a chance to listen to Smart After Radio, tell everybody a little bit about that and about what it's like working with this guy over here, Johnny Video.
It's an interesting and awesome experience. I mean, I don't know how to explain it other than it's kind of eye-opening and it's a lot of fun. From our interview when we were talking, we had tons of fun. Like, that interview was so much fun and so awesome. But working with like Johnny Video, it's another animal on its own, but it's also, like, so, like, I don't know how to explain it other than, like, my whole inner geekness and nerdiness just comes out in that show, and I'm like, and I feel free whenever I'm on that show.
And I noticed that you do this about yourself a lot. You talk about your nerdiness and stuff, and I know that you're like, you know, you're considered what they call a geek girl, which I don't really understand what that means. Explain to us exactly what this means.
I feel like I'm a closet geek nerd because no one really, like, looks at me and goes, oh, she must play video games, or, oh, she must, you know, read comic books, or she plays Dungeons and Dragons. Like, no one... whenever they really look at me until I start talking about it, and then they look at me really weird. But most geek girls are basically, you know, within video games, like, a lot of people associate that with guys and, you know, like, oh, Modern Warfare or, you know. But there's also, like, girls who play it and girls who, like, are really good at it. Like, I've seen girls, like, I've beat guys on Mortal Kombat. And they're like, why? Why would you do that? You know, like, you just ruined my... Boom. It's true.
Kind of like we know that anytime girls have a sleepover, they're having pillow fights in their panties and giggling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with the geek girl. We know you're wearing the geek glasses, really tight panties, and tube socks. And you're just laying there, and your room is all pink. And you're playing video games.
Yep.
We know that like that every
exactly.
time.
Sometimes,
that's not a fantasy,
most
folks.
Of the time, though, you got to incorporate it. Like, whatever video game we're playing, of course we're going to have, like, matching outfits. You know what I mean? That's just how
exactly.
it goes down, right?
You know what?
Exactly.
Johnny, real quick, I got to bring something up to you. Because we should have done this. And I maybe you might have a list on your side or something. But, you know, this is your opportunity right now to throw a top 10 list or whatever the Sue Young rapid fire at her. And we didn't even think about it. You could have written a list and made her answer her. Do you remember her questions by any chance? That
I remember. I remember a few of them. Let's do it. Let's do the Sue Young lightning round. Here we go. Number one.
On Sue Young, yes.
The Sue Young lightning round on Sue Young. All right, I'm gonna remember what I can here. Number one, hot or cold?
Hot.
Number two, ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Number three, favorite car?
Camaro.
That's a good one.
Does it have to be a certain year?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. You tell me. At least we're playing by your rules here. So,
I would say like either like a 68 or 69 Camaro. I like older cars.
All right. Favorite comic book character?
Oh, Psylocke.
Wow, I thought you were going to say Wolverine.
Wow,
Psylocke.
I do like X-23, though. X-23 is awesome. She's very messed up, but she's awesome.
She made me do male character and female character, so I want both, too.
All right, favorite male comic
Okay. Favorite male, I would have to say I really enjoy Deadpool. He's amazing. he's that comedy kind of character that I enjoy.
All right. And Psylocke was a good one. She actually made the top 50 sexiest comic book babes of all time on smartasses.net, so that's a good one. Let's see. I'm going to throw one out here. Heavy metal or hip-hop?
Oh, that's a hard one. If I'm drunk, hip-hop. If I'm working out, heavy metal.
All right, and I've got three more. Uma Thurman in her cat suit from The Avengers or Angelina Jolie in her scuba suit from Tomb Raider?
Uma Thurman, hands down.
Favorite video game?
I'm a fan of the Elder Scrolls, but if I had to pick three Elder Scrolls, I would pick Oblivion.
All right. Hottest woman on the planet?
Hottest woman on the planet? Nami Omaru. She's a Japanese pop singer from Japan.
You're gonna have to link me on her because we've got Mika Nakashima on our list this year. And the very last one, because this is the one that you always end with, boxers or briefs?
No. Don't answer that, Sue. We got to have it right. Boy shorts, thong, or granny panties?
That's her question. Boxers or briefs?
I know.
We can do either. We'll do both because we'll extend it since it's on me. For boxers or briefs, I like briefs. Boxer briefs are preferred, but if I had to choose boxers or briefs, I prefer briefs. And boy shorts, thong, or granny panties?
Granny panties.
I'm going to have to choose thong only if it has a matching bra. Boy shorts. Like, granny panties are not it. Like, I don't even, that's when a girl feels her worth. You know what I mean? Like,
she's young, athletic, got a whole life ahead of her. And you like 40, you know, like 100, and the most disgusting man on the planet. Oh, what do you think about that dynamic?
Hey, Sue, thank you for staying on a little bit extra. So I want to thank you again and congratulate you again, okay?
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Get in a real quick plug, Sue Young. Where can they find you on Twitter?
Oh, you guys can find me at Twitter, at Real Sue Young, and I have a fan page, sue-young.com, and you guys can also catch me every Monday night for Smartasses Radio, and I also have a Facebook fan page now under Real Sue Young, so check me out, guys.
And we'll be back right after this commercial break.
Yeah.
Pro Wrestling Weekend on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Sue Young.
I'm not afraid. Oh, my God. You did not just call me out. Really? Really? You just call me out like that? How dare you? I have a cold, sir. Like, and then you're going to be calling me out of words sense like that.
Lanny Poffo. Lanny, thank you very much for being on the show this week.
I am the genius full of glory and renown, and I'm living in the past.
Miss Tefmacher.
You know, obviously I was with Kelly and Layla, and we had no choice but to get close, and then over time, you know, it becomes natural. But it is, seriously, you eat a shit sandwich every day for a very long time.
Mr. James J. Dillon.
You know, you talk about the greatest manager of all time. I've always regarded Bobby the Brain Heenan as the guy that set the standard for the rest of us.
Camille Ford.
What do you do other than watch my show?
I watch your show and sleep. That's it.
I bet you have the body of a 19-year-old athlete with a schedule like that.
Yes. You ever seen those pictures of Zeus?
You literally are the Greek god.
Whatever. Diamond Dallas Page.
You want to know what I really thought? I thought, these guys know what they're doing. This is the WWF. I've got no heat here. This is just going to bring out the best in Taker.
Yeah, Cam. Welcome to the show.
That's why I've always been happier here, is that they really like to feature the girls. They really like us to show off our athletic ability and, you know, be beautiful at the same time.
Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Smart Mark Radio. Did you know you can advertise on SmartS's radio for as low as $2.50 a month? Visit SmartS's.net or SmartMarkRadio.com and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page. Want to catch all of Smart Mark Radio on your Android? Go to SmartMarkRadio.com and download our Android app for only $2.99. Want to keep up with SmartS's radio? Subscribe to our RSS feed on SmartMarkRadio.com. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com. This summer.
Well, good morning to you too, sleepyhead. How about some bagels in bed and an afternoon crossword puzzle?
CIA agent Brian Mills returns.
Kim, find your mother and dial 911.
In the sequel to the sequel to the sequel.
Someone has taken our Sunday paper again.
What are you going to do?
All right, I'm going to leave a note on the door. How's this sound? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for coupons, I can tell you they won't save you that much money. Oh, I also have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for paperboys like you. If you return my newspaper now, even if it's just the comic section, and maybe the sports section. Yeah, I like sports. Oh, and my wife does want to do the crossword, but that's it. You do that, and that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will bend your bicycle wheel.
Liam Neeson stars in Non-Stop Taken Sunday Paper. Coming soon to a theater near you.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Hello, adult boys and adult girls. This is DJ Rhiannon telling you that you need to spice up your sexy time right now. Did you know that accessories in the bedroom are a must? Well, they are. And you are absolutely missing out if you haven't bought anything from Pure Romance by Melissa Lee. This online store has everything. From must-haves like battery-operated vibrators to make you squirm in your panties, to sex toy classics like Mr. Dependable or the Double Banger if you really want to get the party going. But she also carries tons of fun warm-up accessories too, like lingerie, bath and body products, books, and fantasy foreplay stuff like blindfolds, cozy cuffs, tie-me-up tape, floggers, crops, nipple clamps, and I'm feeling spicy just talking about it. Pure Romance by Melissa Lieb is the ultimate one-stop shop for your sexy time needs. Check out our site and see what tickles your fancy. MelissaLieb.pureromance.com. Adult boys and adult girls, you know all of us desire and deserve good quality sexy time. So, all of us desire and deserve Pure Romance by Melissa Lieb.
Nothing spells a Carps baseball game like a bag of Bobby O's potato chips.
Hi, Uncle Rose.
Oh, no.
Can we have some of your Bobby O's potato chips?
No. If I've told you kids once, I've told you 1,000 times. You can't have any of my Bobby O's potato chips.
Aw, come on, Uncle Rose. Even Fluffy wants some.
Oh, no. Not you, too.
Yes, everybody loves Bobby O's potato chips. Available now at your local Boondock, Montana grocer.
Hello, Carps fans. It's me, Lefty Mayshak, the old Nuxa. You know, using the Nux on my left hand won me a lot of games for the Boondock Carps, but they're not all that great for enjoying a handful of tasty Bobby O's potato chips. Bobby O's potato chips. They're salty, they're crunchy, and now available in lemon, lime, and grape.
Hey, when I'm not busy being the governor of Montana.
Jesse, you were never the governor of Montana.
Oh, what the hell do you know, McMahon?
My name isn't McMahon.
Anywho, when I'm not busy being the governor of South Dakota or telling you about conspiracies, I'm listening to Smartass's radio, eh?
Jesse, you were never the governor of South Dakota either.
Aw, Montana, South Moncota, who cares? They all grow potatoes better than they do in Colorado. To interact with Smartass's radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag Hail Jackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
And welcome back to Smart Mark Radio. We continue with this countdown of Smartass Magazine's top 100 sexiest women in the world for 2013. Remember, you can get the entire list on Twitter, at SmartAssNet and at Smart Mark Radio. Immediately following the show, they're going to start that. We might actually still be on the air about 7:35 Eastern Time or so. They're going to start posting that list up there. So, Johnny Bayo, before we go ahead and get to our next guest, I know you had a couple of names you want to go ahead and mention.
Yeah, absolutely. This one should be friendly to everybody. And you know what? Let's get everybody's comments on this one. Another three-timer, also from TNA Wrestling. She was number 87 in 2011, 79 in 2012. Jumping up all the way to number 43 this year, let the pigeons loose, Miss Velvet Sky.
And you know, it's about time Velvet Sky bumped up the charts this high, Johnny, because I have been pushing for her to get a higher ranking on this thing since I first got her on the chart.
All right, well, another third timer on the list, and this is the girl that obviously had other obligations that came up, but I still want to talk about her. Another cool-ass chick who, she's also going to be on Smartasses Radio on April 22nd. She's the second person from Ghost Hunters International to appear on SMR. In 2010, she was number 31. Last year, she was number 65. This year, coming in at number 37, the person with the absolute most hits on our website for 2012, and that, people, like I said at the top of the show, that's the same as voting when you go to her page. If you want to vote again, hit the like button. So that definitely came into account for her rank getting jumped up as high as it did. It's Susan Slaughter.
I'm glad to see Susan Slaughter, who's always one of my favorites on there, this high up on the chart.
Yeah, and I don't think I spit out the number. If I did, I don't remember it now. But Susan Slaughter came in at number 37.
Okay,
all right, well, moving on, another three-timer. We've got a bunch of three-timers in a row here. Also from the Lingerie Football League, now known as the Legends Football League. From my favorite team, the three-time champion, L.A. Temptation. She was number 30 in 2011. She was number 33 last year. And guess what? She's number 33 again this year. And that is Monique Gaxiola.
I'm telling you, people, man, if you haven't had a chance to watch this league, you might want to start. I mean, as a football fanatic who has been known as a historian of the NFL, when you go and you flip the channel and you watch a Legends Football League game, it's a lot harder hitting than the guys. Not only are they beautiful, they can hit, and they hit hard.
And I'll tell you what, just to add on to that, Monique Gaxiola is one of the badass, most badass mofos in the league. I mean, she is brutal. You might be picturing like one of these Eastern European bodybuilders from the 80s. And, I mean, she's got a great body on her, but it's not like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger with a wig. Like, she is drop-dead gorgeous, and she's a badass, too. So it's no wonder that she ends up in the 30s every single year. So, all right, moving on. My guest a week from tomorrow on Smartasses Radio, yet another three-timer and the current host of Best Places I've Ever Been. Though I got to admit, most people are going to know her from Food Wars, and I wish like hell she had done, or they had done, a Cincinnati Chili War when Food Wars was on, because I was waiting for that. But she was number 88 in 2011, number 98 in 2012, and jumping way up to number 31 this year, Camille Ford.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 31? Who does that?
31, baby. I think you had the highest jump out of everybody. I know Destiny Hooker had a huge jump. I know Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars had a huge jump. And one other one that I'm not thinking of. But I think you were the highest of all. I think you jumped the most spots out of everybody. Marie Avgeropoulos might be one, but I don't want to give that away yet.
If I would have known all you guys wanted was some, like, half-naked pictures, geez. That's all it takes.
Well, hey, Camille, first of all, I want to say congratulations on being ranked 31. On it is a huge jump, and it's definitely a deserving honor.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Now, before we talk about what's going on this year, I want to know a little bit about Food Wars, because I'm sure that this has to be asked of you, but isn't your figure a little too good to be a girl that's on Food Wars?
Okay. I know. I get that all the time, and I don't mean it in a cocky way. I mean, literally, I eat my face off. Like, it's to the point where it's an issue, where my meals are costing more than my drinks, because I'll order two entrees, appetizer, and dessert. I love to eat. It is no joke. But I downhill mountain bike, I cross-country mountain bike, I rock climb, I play beach volleyball. So I'm really active, so it kind of, it balances each other out.
And now currently, you're doing a show on Travel Channel, and it's called Best Places I've Ever Been, and I'm a big fan of the Travel Channel, so I got to ask you about this because I have not yet seen your show. Now, I don't know why I've missed it, but I've seen Food Wars. Don't know why it's Best Places I've Ever Been, so you're going to have to tell me a little bit about it and then tell me where I can or what day I can see it.
Wait, are you telling me that you're not inside every day waiting for me to come on TV? What is wrong with you? Come on. I think that I will have, I don't know when exactly when it's on. I think it's on Thursdays. I'm also doing a show called Custom Nation Online, which is more like a little more out there, a little less TV friendly, a little bit more like going to clubs, going to bars, kind of seeing what's new and hot. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on right now is more that. But Best Places Ever, it's a great show. It's all about great places I've been all over the world. But Custom Nation's a little more up-to-date as far as what's hot right now in different cities.
I want to throw one in here. It's actually a two-part question. I want to go back to what you were saying about the skiing and the mountain climbing. Like, dude, like, the more stuff I see that you post online, like, you are kind of like, and I mean this with a degree of seriousness, kind of like a modern-day Lara Croft.
Thank you. Thank you. I aspire to adventure every day.
Well, you're very welcome. I think it's fitting. And then the second thing I was going to throw in, now that you're on the Travel Channel, do you ever run into that douchebag Zach Bagans? If you do, slap him for me, will you?
No, and for, I have a really good douche star, and so I try to stay out of most douches way, and he may be one that I try to avoid.
Are you guys going to both see me? I love Zach, man, and just, so Johnny has to sneak him every time. I'm a fan of Ghost Adventures, and John, you are too. You lie. But he is not a douchebag. The dude just—I think he's kind of an attention hog.
He has a phone in his basement. Enough said. Anyway, let's move on. It's for me, I'm not Zach.
Ay, ay, ay. No comment.
None. None at all. One of the things I wanted to actually bring up, and Johnny actually kind of hit on it, why haven't they started a show about all the adventures that you do?
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the worst thing ever? Do you know why?
You know?
Can I tell you why? Because they think that they don't, that nobody wants to watch a woman doing cool stuff. I pitch them shows constantly about, like, hey, let me go do rock climbing. Let me go do hunting. Let me go do this and that and the other. And they're like, well, actually, we think that it's for a male audience. It's probably best if it's just men doing it.
So, I mean, and this is no offense to the guy that has no legs, because the show is very good. But they're going to show him doing everything that you're doing, but they can't show you. I'm thinking that your show would actually bring in a lot. I mean, like, because people are going to watch his show, and I forgot his name, so I apologize to him right now. But
the Armed and Dangerous show?
Yes, Armed and Dangerous. But I honestly believe that, I mean, the 31st most beautiful woman in the world doing all these things, I mean, who doesn't want to tune into that?
Thank you. I agree. And I'll take Mr. Gimpy Guy. He can come with me. Like, whoever wants to go, they can go. I'm willing to take people on my show with me. Like, what, you've never ice climbed before? Come ice climbing with me. You've never deep sea fished? Fine, let's go deep sea fishing. What do you want to do? Come with me. I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, just don't invite me to anything that has to do with heights, because I won't come with you.
Are you afraid of heights?
I am terrified of heights. You know what? And it's horrible because I do so many things. I do the independent professional wrestling.
Yeah.
I actually have rapped in concert. You know, I write my own songs and I'll rap. I do the art. I do so many things, but heights is not one of them.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a pussback. Get out there. Let's do some skydiving. We can do a tandem jump. You'll feel great.
Wrong.
It's not that he's afraid of heights. He's afraid of actually hitting the ground when he's falling from them.
There's more of a chance of you dying in a car accident than there is a chance of you dying skydiving.
Hence the reason why I'm afraid to drive on an expressway.
What do you do other than watch my show?
Oh, that's it. Just watch your show.
Okay, well, thank you.
I watch your show and sleep. That's it.
All right. I bet you have the body of a 19-year-old athlete with a schedule like that.
Yes. You ever seen those pictures of Zeus?
Is that you? You literally are the Greek god.
Whatever.
It's like somewhere in between. Somewhere between.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Hey, I do have to cut this short, but you know what? One day we're going to have to get a longer interview with you, because you sound like somebody that we could actually talk to for a full hour. I do want to thank you. Thank you for being on, and congratulations for making the list and making it this high. You definitely deserve to. And next year, let's shoot for the 20s, right?
All right. I'm going to start doing lunges right now.
Absolutely.
Get on my lunges. Thank you, Smart Access Radio. Thank you, you guys. And I really appreciate you calling and taking the time out of your day to make me part of your sexiest women. I really appreciate it.
We'll see you on Twitter or Facebook.
At Cammie Ford. CammieFord. Cammie Ford.
There you go.
It was like an 80s car commercial. At Cammie Ford. At Cammie Ford.
You need to get, like, a little ringtone that says your name in it.
Oh, God. Punch me in the face if I ever have a ringtone. Just punch me right in my face. Thank you, guys. Take care. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Johnny back.
All right, sir. Yeah, she was a lot of fun. We're going to mention this one. Also formerly of TNA Wrestling, and I probably gave it away right there. She was number 81 in 2011, number 39 last year. Another personal favorite of mine. You knew her as Rosita. Number 18, Tia Trinidad.
Not only a beautiful person, not only an amazing wrestler, but also somebody who's been through a lot. And for her to make it this high on the list is just amazing, and she definitely deserves it.
I think you're probably going to agree with the next person, too. One thing, you know, Jared, you were asking us at the top of the show what's some of the criteria that goes into it. We typically try not to include WWE divas on our list, because simply we just don't have a whole lot of respect for what they do. But with that said, this girl, obviously one of the most popular girls on the planet, and we have to listen to the fans. And not only that, you know, she might be a WWE diva, but she busted her ass to get where she is at, and I have a lot of respect for that. And she wears Chuck Taylor. So last year, she was number 48. This year, she comes in at number 16, AJ Lee.
Okay, this is one that I'm not going to agree with. I just, for some reason, I think this might be the one that, in my opinion, is up a little too high. It's just 16.
Gotcha.
We have to take our last commercial break before we get to our next guest. And then when we come back, we got one more person to announce, then our next guest.
Hey, player, is you tired of blinging your gear, flashing your squiller, and cruising around for dimes and your whip with no bass? Don't hate the player, my Nichols. Hate the game.
I'm loving how it's going in the Akron scene, cause I'm rolling with the dudes and they act as me. Always come around here when they asking me. I cause catastrophes the way it has to be. This is Tony Sin, man, yeah, and this is Sound Screw. West on the beat, yo, it's like we bringing sound, dude. I ain't never slowing down, it's not allowed, dude. Haters in the dark trying to hide.
So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip-hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com. So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip-hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com.
Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on SmartMarkRadio.com. The following is a special Smart Asses Radio Sports Update. Welcome back to the 44th Annual Blind All-Stars Golf Tournament here at Royal Melbourne Golf Club. I'm Summer Patterall, and now let's go live to Nigel Barnsworth on the first hole as Stevie Wonder still tries to tee off.
Thank you, Summer. Stevie Wonder is already 77 strokes away. Make that 70, 79, 82 strokes over par, and has yet to hit the ball. Swing miss, swing miss, swing miss, swing miss, swing miss. Well, there you have it. Stevie Wonder now 89 strokes over par, steps away from the tee acrimoniously, though he attempts to break the club over his knee, misses gratuitously, and trips over the ladies' tee. Let's go 4 yards up the fairway, shall we, to Jackpot, who has the call, as Ray Charles sits at 274 strokes over par, and is still attempting to take his second shot.
To become a Smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
I always know I can count on you, mighty Hercules.
You only had one sandal, Jason, which means you were meant to be king of Ulysses. Why are you laughing?
Hercules! Oh, it's most amusing. Argo said he wanted to pass the time by having a drink while we sail on our quest to find the Golden Fleece. Hmm?
And what's so funny about that?
Well, it's comical, Hercules, because he got drunk on his own wine and passed out. So Castor and Pollux and myself put his hand in hot water so that he would pee himself. Then we all found writing utensils and drew on his face.
By the gods, listen now. Remember what I'm going to say. Never draw on the host.
But Hercules, I don't understand. I thought when someone passed out at their own party, they were considered fair game, hmm?
And who bought you that glass of wine you hold in your hand?
I'm sorry, mighty Hercules. You are right.
Well done, lad. Now you'll grow up to be fine and strong.
I just hope I'm as wise as you are one day, Hercules.
And you will be, my boy, because you have a strong will.
Thanks, Hercules. And right now, I'm going to do what Leardy said we should do all along. And that's blow pepper up his nose and glue a banana to his hand so maybe he won't notice that he pissed himself. See ya.
Bye then.
You know what they say, Hercules. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
He's 35. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
So, Ricky, how about that soundbite, man?
Oh, well,
You're terrible. And your show is terrible. If it weren't for Geek Goddess Jackie, I'd have already downloaded it, put it on a floppy, just so I could wipe my ass with it.
Well, that's really...
Oh, you hear that noise? That's you. You just told a joke. And what's that? What's that? Is that applause? No. Oh, is that laughter? No, that's a pin dropping. Your audience hates you.
I hate you. That's not really...
You are not smart. You're stupid asses. You should be called stupid asses. Well, you're leaving? Rude.
Come to me no more, Moses. When are you going to bring me real proof of your god? And when are you going to let my people go? All that they ask is to sit at the foot of Mount Sinai, to warm their souls by the burning bush of God, and to listen to Smartasses Radio.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the host at SmartassesNet using the hashtag AOJackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype.
Are you aware of what you make me feel, baby? Right now I feel invisible to you, like I'm on radio. Didn't you feel me lock my arms around you? Why'd you turn away? Here's what I have to say. I was left to cry there, waiting outside there, grinning with the lost stare. That's when I...
And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Welcome back to Smart Mark Radio as we count down the top 100 sexiest women in the world, courtesy of smartacting.net, and we will start the official countdown on Twitter in about 2 minutes. Johnny, we want to make sure we get our next guest in. We make sure we have enough time. Let's get going.
All right, 2012 Hot Chick of the Year, another one that we hoped would be on this show, and Rick will tell you why. But you can find her Hot Chick of the Month article on the Smartasses Network. She was the Hot Chick of the Year. She was back in October. We also did an article on her in our 15 More Minutes Entertainment column. This is her third year on the list, and I know there's a lot of fan support for her, speaking of Twitter, from Twitter. In 2011, she was number 85. Last year, she was number 74. This year, she jumped way up, not as much as Camille, but all the way up to number 10, Marie Avgeropoulos. She was a friend of this show.
Yes, Marie is definitely a friend of the show, and here's what she wrote me. She said, "Hey, guys, I just booked a pilot, and I will be on the set and unable to do the show today. Thank you very much for the award," and then she said, "and tell everybody I'm sorry I couldn't make it." So for somebody as beautiful as Marie Avgeropoulos is, she definitely plays one creepy chick on the cult. Beauty ain't supposed to be that creepy, but she pulls it off. Anyway. Back to you, Johnny.
Right, yeah. And if people didn't catch that, her show is called Cult, and it's on the CW on, I believe it's back on Friday nights. So, all right, on hold, and another three-timer to our list, another former SMR guest, our April 15th guest for Smartasses Radio, and another one we wrote a 15 more minutes column on, and just a great, great all-around person, and a person, by the way, who did not have her life saved by Dick Bitchy, whatever that guy tells you, whatever he read, it's full of shit. Whatever she did on her own. Anyway, in 2011, she was 19. Last year, she was 30. This year, she broke the top five. And coming in at number five, Alexis Nyers.
Hi, guys.
First of all, Alexis, welcome to the show. Congratulations on number five.
Thank you so much. What an honor. It is so awesome to be on your guys' list third year in a row.
And what did I tell you? Last year when we were interviewing you on this show, I said I was going to push for you to get number one. I wasn't able to get that number one, but I was able, my vote counted to get you up to number five, so hopefully I did my job.
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? It's great being number five.
Real quick, I want to ask you about this because it's been a big year for you, actually. Not only do we have to congratulate you on a marriage, but a baby? Tell us.
Oh, yes. Well, on April 21st, 2012, I married my husband, Evan, and we are now expecting our first baby, a little girl, to be born in May. So we are getting very close here, and it's definitely a awesome time around my household, that's for sure.
Now, have you made Evan do a lot of errands for you and get a lot of weird stuff? And if so, can I hear one of the weirdest errands you sent him on?
You know what? There hasn't been that many weird errands. I've been super active throughout my entire pregnancy. But you know what? He does help me out around the house a lot. And all of the chores that I used to do, like cleaning the bathroom, the soft scrub and all of that, he does now. So besides the random chocolate bar in the middle of the night, there's not much.
What is it with chocolate? My wife is also pregnant right now, Alexis. And
congratulations.
I swear to you. Thank you. It's actually baby number five to me. So,
oh, wow.
We're trying for a girl. I have four boys, so I'm trying for a girl this time. And hopefully, you know, with my track record, obviously, it's not looking good. But we'll find out in April what we're having. So fingers crossed this one's a girl. And she sends me to the store to get chocolate. Every week, it's like, can you get me something with chocolate in it? She's like, what is this? So maybe it's a girl.
Maybe it's a girl. You know, I don't know what it is. For me, I've tried to eat very healthy throughout my pregnancy. I tried to, you know, I was a very healthy eater before getting pregnant as well. But now the dark chocolate covered frozen bananas from Whole Foods is where it's at. It's my obsession.
Well, all I gotta say is, as long as you don't crave, this is the worst one. She craved Alaskan king crab and filet mignon with this big spread. I'm like, oh, I'm going to save money. I'm going to go buy it at the store. The food she picked out came to $160 just for the meat. And this is no lie. I should have took a picture of the bill. I was like, are you kidding me? $160. That's not, wow. My heart stopped beating when I saw that. Maybe I'm cheap, but that just sounds a little high. I thought I had to leave the cashier a tip, but apparently not. But anyway, real quick, before we let you go, is there anywhere that you'd like to let anybody reach you on, like Twitter or Facebook or anything like that?
Well, you know, Sofia Coppola is doing a movie, The Bling Ring, which is partially about me and, you know, my drinking and using years. So that should be interesting. That comes out in June for limited release, and Emma Watson is playing me, which is extremely exciting and what an honor. And, you know, I think that it's definitely, there's more to come for Alexis in this year, and I'm really, really grateful and really happy because it's perfect timing with, you know, baby on the way and everything. But, you know, my Twitter, it's Alexis Nyers. I'm working on a website right now. I'm going to start a mommy blog, a blog about my recovery and my life. And, you know, I'm really working with outreach. So anybody who needs treatment for drug and alcohol abuse, eating disorder, et cetera, please reach out to me. Please, please do, because it's one of my passions. I really want to help people get sober and have a happy and joyous-free life. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Absolutely. You know what? That's something that's near and dear to my heart as well. So if there's anything I can ever do to help, just let me know, and I will definitely help you on that. Also, I hope that when they make this movie that they realize the change and the turnaround that you did, and they at least acknowledge it in the credits or something at the end, because a lot of times with these movies, they don't ever acknowledge what a turnaround people do with their lives. And in this one, I think it's important that they mention what you've done with your life since. Hopefully they do.
Yeah, and I'm working on a number of projects right now, and all of that will definitely come out. And, I trust Sophia, and no matter what way it goes, I'm just honored that she's making this movie. I mean, I just think that that's incredible. So,
all right, well, thank you very much for doing the show, and congratulations again on making the list and being up this high. You definitely deserve it, and hopefully we
can
talk.
Thank you, guys.
And
thank you.
Way,
happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, definitely to you, too, and thank you for getting us hip to DJ Rhiannon. It's now my wife's favorite DJ.
Oh, my God, no. I love Rhiannon, that's for sure.
Who
doesn't? All right, have a good day, guys.
Thanks,
Wes. All right, bye.
Bye. Alexis Myers, everybody. All right, Daddy, back to you, buddy.
All right, we saved her for last because typically this is a wrestling show time slot on the SMR Network. You guys know me. I am a huge mark for this girl. And in fact, I would definitely expect that the three of you, when she comes on here, you will address her as Your Highness.
No.
So let's get that right now. Last year she was number 36, but in my opinion, not only does she never, ever, ever do anything wrong, despite how she seemingly gets screwed every week by Terrence Rell on TNA, Ric Flair would have told you different when he was in TNA, but I would beg to differ. Ric Flair is not God. This woman is. Gail Kim, I'm not worthy of introducing you, but all the same, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I mean, and thanks for, I don't think I'm worthy of that title, but, I'm flattered from all the positive comments.
It's a proper introduction nonetheless.
We have to put up with it all the time, so... hey, congratulations on making 13. You definitely deserve to be the title.
Thanks, guys. I don't feel sexy right now, that's for sure. We just came off, the most exhausting work week this week. We've been on the road, Impact Wrestling, so much. And today we had two pay-per-views. I just finished a match right now. And we had a photo shoot in between, a photo shoot all day yesterday. I know a photo shoot doesn't sound like work, but it is tiring. We've been going nonstop. I'm ready to just go to my bed and camp out for a while.
Well, I know being the resident wrestler on the show, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I never pull two-a-days. I hate two-a-days. I said it one time in my life and felt like I was going to have an asthma attack, and, well, I don't have asthma. So, I tend to try not to do those unless it's a tournament show, but, you know how those go.
Oh, it's so hard. And I got sick in Chicago, so... everybody, I don't normally sound like this. I'm very stuffed up.
Well, you sound great to us. Before I ask you what's going on in the future, I wanted to congratulate you on another thing that you actually won, and that was every year we have an SMR Fans Choice Award. This year over 300,000 people voted on it, and you and Brooke Adams for Testbacher actually won the Match of the Year for Women's Wrestling. Women's Wrestling Match of the Year, and it's a huge honor because a lot of those matches were good, and the funny thing is, I believe your match also placed, you had another match that might have placed either second or third in that, so
that's awesome.
Love their Gale.
That's the one thing I've been asked before in interviews. They say, what if you walked away from the business, what do you want to be remembered for? And that's one of the things, is that I feel like my talent is in the ring performing and, just wrestling in general, and if that's what I could be remembered for, to be respected for that, that's all I could ask for.
And luckily, TNA Wrestling has been showing you the respect you deserve. They put the strap on you a couple of times. Honestly, one of the things that we all talk about on this show, because we're not fans of WWE's women's wrestling, and I know that's mean to say, but, the subtitle's in the name, WWE, Worst Wrestling Ever.
I've never heard that one before. You know, they have talented girls there. That's the thing, you know. It's just a matter of utilizing them, and that's one thing that I've always, that's why I've always been happier here, is that, you know, the girls get featured here, and, you know, having a woman president, Dixie Carter, it, you know, makes a difference, and they really like to feature the girls. They really like us to show off our athletic ability and, you know, be beautiful at the same time. They want us to be really sexy, and I think that, you know, our company has a great balance amongst the girls.
Well, the thing is, and here's my biggest argument with the WWE, is you have models being put over by wrestlers instead of wrestlers just going in there and squashing the models that don't deserve to be in our ring anyway. Now, in TNA wrestling, you have wrestlers who are also beautiful, by the way, but they're wrestlers wrestling other wrestlers, and that's exactly, as a wrestler, I'm not offended by what I watch from the TNA Impact show, but I'm very offended by watching WWE's women's division.
You got to write them and tell them.
I have a question. How do you like traveling as much?
You know, it's this is what we've been waiting for so long, and I remember when I worked for the company the first time, you know, that was the next step. I always thought, you know, we need to go on the road. The Universal crowd, although they're very loyal and everything, but they've seen it all, you know, and we just needed to take that next step up, and that was go on the road. And, you know, the last two shows we've had, the lockdown in San Antonio, that crowd was, I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better, more perfect crowd. They were so into it, and, you know, that's why we do our job, you know, for the fans, and they were perfect fans that night. And then we just came back to Chicago, our first show on the road, and the fans were incredible there too. So it's just nice to perform in front of fans who don't get to see us all the time. It's just unbelievable, even the production. And, you know, I just feel like that was the next big step, and finally the day has come.
Okay, Gail, I know that you're worn out and you want to cut this short. So what I want to do real quick is there anything that we can expect in the future for Gail Kim? I mean, are we going to get another world champion? Don't ever stop being a heel, by the way, because I love you as a heel.
Yeah, you know, I never know, because I was a heel for so long, then a babyface for so long, and then a heel again. And every time everyone always says, oh, I like you as a heel better. Oh, I like you as a babyface better. So, you know, it's always kind of split whenever I ask. But I guess, you know, people like me as a heel. It's definitely different in terms of playing a character. I just love it. I love it.
There are two storylines that I'm personally attracted to because they were things that I thought of, and then after I thought of them, they kind of happened. The first one was the whole Goldberg thing. Like,
right.
I remember back in the days going, man, they just need to create some wrestler that nobody can beat, and he's badass, and blah, 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 blah. And with you, when I knew that you were coming back, I was like, okay, they need to do a thing where she's just, like, better than everybody, and you know what? She ends up proving that she is and gets both the belt. And by God, like, within, like, it felt like 2 weeks, you won the championship, and then you had the tag team strap. And I was just, like, loving every minute of it. And that was when Karen Carroll and just was feeding right into it. I'm like, this is so freaking awesome, you know.
Thank you. It was fun. It was definitely fun. I love working with Karen and Madison, both of them. They're such talented women. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better way to come back into the company. And like I said before, I'm always the happiest when I'm here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fun every single week. So nice
Thank you. Thank you so much for watching, guys.
And let everybody in the TNA office know that Smart Mark Radio's Pro Wrestling Weekend, we plug the crap out of TNA. Because, you know, when you have a wrestler on the show who can see the mistakes that are made on WWE on a weekly basis, and then you go and you watch wrestling on TNA, you have a tendency of pushing the product that you enjoy seeing. And so,
definitely.
I just let everybody know that we're huge supporters. We love this product. You know, we're friends with Brooke, and we definitely want a good relationship with a lot of the TNA wrestlers, because we would love to get a lot more of you on in the future. And I do want to say this. Congratulations again on making it to 13 on the top 100 sexiest women in the world list.
Thank you so much. I'm flattered, guys.
Hopefully, we get to hear about a couple more world title runs from Gail Kim in the near future. And
I agree.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you on. Now, before we let you go, I'm going to give you two minutes to say whatever you want. If you want to plug any websites or any shows that you got coming up, or if you want to plug a Twitter or a Facebook account, go ahead and do it. I'm centering the stage on you right now, so it's all you.
Okay. Well, first, I just want to thank you guys. I mean, I'm very honored to have been placed number 13 on your list. And I want to especially thank, you know, the Impact Wrestling fans, because they've always been with us from day one, and they're so fiercely loyal like you guys. And now we're taking the next big step, which is going on the road, and I just see bigger and better things for us. And like I said, I'm happiest when I'm here, and I think it shows, you know, when we're out there, the girls. And you can follow me on Twitter. That's the only social media account I have, and that's Gail Kim It's Me.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on our show, Gail. We appreciate it. And stay in touch, because we would love to have you as a featured guest on the show eventually.
Sure. Anytime, guys.
On that note, folks, I want to say to you, if you haven't been to SmartAsses Magazine online yet at smartasses.net, we strongly encourage you to do so. Our radio show's archives are there. New articles are being posted all the time. And best of all, even though we eventually have to pull down some of the comedy bits we run on this show in lieu of new ones, you can always go to smartasses.net and hear what really amounts to a full-fledged comedy album all for free. And, of course, again, next week on SmartAsses Radio, March 17th, which is our 9th annual Top 100 Sexiest Women Reveal Show. With that said, that's going to wrap it up for yet another episode of SmartAsses Radio. I'm your host, Johnny Hollywood Video, reminding you, if you can't get it anywhere else, get it on video. Bye-bye.